Hey, heads down. You know the rules. You don't ever raise your head above your
I'm
betters.
sorry, mistress. I just slipped.
It's okay, my pretty little whore. I know that you've been walking in those awkward heels for a while. Not much further to go now, darling.
Mistress, will you please finally tell me where we're
I've
going?
been telling you all night, fuck meat. You're going where you belong. The door's just around the corner. Keep your pretty head down. Hey there, sexy. Everything ready for my little toys special event? Everybody else already here? Thanks for getting it all set up for me. You're the best, darling.
It's okay, mistress is fair. It's just fair. You're gonna be
And
okay.
come on in, my whore. Let's get you inside so you can join the others.
Are there other whores here, mistress?
Oh, darling, you know I'm a one whore woman. So long as you're in my care, you're the only lady in the whole world to me. I'd have no need to go finding other cunts while I've got yours.
Well, then who is here?
Well, for now, just focus on the fact that you are here. And here's your accommodations for the night. I know it doesn't exactly look comfy, but this was pretty short notice. But first things first, let's get you naked.
You're not going to make me like strip for a bunch of guys or something? I'm sorry, mistress, I can't help but guess.
And who gave you permission to guess, bitch? Who even gave you permission to think?
I don't know, mistress. When you break my body, it's one thing, but an empty mind and an empty heart that you can go through, I don't know if I can have that for you. I don't.
Oh, yes, you can. I believe in you. But first, let's start with something that neither of us have any doubt you can have. A naked body. Come on, unzip your dress. Panties too, come on. Crotchless panties are nice and easy for access, but come on, everything off.
Yes,
And I
mistress.
mean everything.
Yes, mistress.
Your necklace, your heels, everything. Oh, what a good girl when you behave. Oh, the way that your nipples poke out in the cold, I love it. But before I get carried away, you're gonna lay down on the bench.
Like lie my back along it, or
No, on your stomach. Hands and knees.
but it's bare metal and it's freezing in here, and
And you're talking back. Again. Honestly, how fucking stupid are you,
I'm
whore?
not
How many
stupid.
goddamn reminders of your place do you need before you learn what happens to whores who bitch at me?
Wasn't
Do you,
bitching.
I need to smack you around just to get you to lie down?
I don't.
I don't want to hear another word. One more fucking word before your hands and knees are in place, and I will bite your tongue so hard that your talk back will be laughable for an all new reason. Now lie down. Just lie down. Oh, is that metal cold on your tummy? It'll warm up quick enough. You just relax, okay? I'll get you strapped in. Doesn't exactly feel good to have your knees on cold tile floor, right? The bench is there to take some of the weight off, okay? You can lean into it and not have to support yourself. It should save your elbows from locking up. It's for your own good, right? Hey, I said it's for your own good, right?
Yes, mistress, you're right. You're always right.
That's it. All right, I just need to check something out here. You are always a little bit wet. Oh, no.
Yes, yes, mistress. Yes, mistress, your fingers feel so good inside me that I'm aroused just by the thought of it. Oh,
oh, that's a good girl. Why can't you always be like this, Pat? Always just saying the right thing.
I'm on a bad girl.
If you did that, then you could always get this kind of treatment. My hand stroking your pretty hair. And my fingers in my glistening pussy. If you were always behaving, then you'd always get pleasure. So why do you insist on misbehaving so often? Why do you insist on making me do what I'm about to do? Well, what we're about to do feels like you're ready for it.
Oh, and let me guess, now the man that you greeted by the door, he's gonna come in and rape me, isn't he?
Oh, you little... 5 seconds. 5 whole seconds of you being a good girl is all that I get. I have never been more disappointed in a whore in my whole fucking life. You just never learn. But I do. And no, the doorman is not coming to rape you. Because I learned last time that just getting a cock up your unwilling little cunt isn't enough to teach you. No, 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 no. To teach a brain-dead little bitch like you obedience and submission and ladylike behavior, we're gonna need a whole lot more than just one. A lot more than just one cock. But as I said earlier, just one woman.
How many? How do you...
Well, the fuck are you guys waiting for? Her lesson starts now.
Mistress, please don't let...
You remember when I told you that I'd pull your teeth out one at a time if you ever bit me? Well, for all intents and purposes, every cock in this building tonight is an extension of me. So don't even think about it. Show these gentlemen a good time. The first time that you sucked a dick, you were the one in charge. And yeah, some men will be like that. Some of them will hold still and let you do all of the work. Some men like it that way. They like watching you debase yourself by doing everything that you can do to get them off. Watching you put in all the effort just to make them come. But others, like this gentleman, it's just about the thrusting. And you should take that for the compliment that it is. Take the compliment that he can't hold back the urge to just pump your face. Oh, you are a real sexy piece of fuck meat. And the proof is in how wild he's pounding your throat just seconds after seeing you for the first time, whore. You know, you'd gag less if you just focused on swallowing. Just be a good whore. It's like dry swallowing a big pill. Yeah, it gives you that ache in the back of your throat, but you know it's good for you. What do you think, stud? Is the little whore gagging too hard? No, she's just gagging enough. See, sexy little fuckmeat. He doesn't mind if you can't get the whole thing down. You can make him feel good anyway. It would be better if you just opened up your throat and let his full length into that nice wet hole. But don't worry, you're doing a fine job. There's a lot of pleasure to be had in those tight little spasms from your throat. Oh, don't worry. You're doing fine, baby. Look at him. Look at him. He knows that you're doing a fine job, whore.
Hey, but you. Come on, get over here. One cock ain't enough for her. Come on. Pick a hole and fill it.
And just like your face, cunt, some men like to fuck your cunt fast and hard. No build-up, no adjustment period. But it depends on how long they want to make it last. If he just keeps mindlessly pounding me like that, he's probably going to come pretty fast. And he knows that. But he also knows that your pussy makes him feel good. So he should take his time. The man in your mouth, however, doesn't look like he's gonna last much. I told them that they could come wherever they want. And evidently he wanted to come in your mouth, but no guarantee that they all will, whore. I'm not planning on giving you a water break tonight, so you might want to just drink that up in case none of the rest of them are kind enough to give you the opportunity. And you should also swallow that down, because I don't think he's gonna pull out until he feels you do it. Oh, there's a good girl. How does that feel, slut? How does it feel to get your pussy pounded while you drink down a total stranger's cum? And she still thinks that she gets to make demands. Come on, let's get her another one.
Wait for what?
Wait for the man in your pussy to come so that you can scream with an unoccupied mouth when he does. I told him that he can come wherever he wants. Maybe he'll pull out, maybe he won't. You don't get to decide that. You don't get to decide what happens with your body, whore. How have you not learned that yet?
No.
Come on, get over here before she talks her way into even more trouble.
You can't.
Give her something better to do with that feisty little tongue of hers. Go on, whore. Mouth open, tongue out. Not all of them are just going to move their hips and fuck your face. You gotta be a good girl and give it to them. That's it. Lick those balls and trace your tongue up the shaft. Be happy that he's giving you a chance to develop some real skills. That he's not just holding your head in place and fucking it like a fleshlight it is. See this as an opportunity, cocksucker. Just like how's the man inside your cunt is enjoying the opportunity and he's not fucking you too fast. Stopping to grind inside you. He could show some courtesy to the other men who are waiting to pound you to completion. He could just get it over with quickly and let someone else have a turn, but what the next guy wants in line doesn't matter, because whose benefit is this for? Go on, slut, you can pause on the licking of those balls for 1 second. Tell me who's getting the most out of this session. Tell me who benefits from all of this.
You are mistress. You.
You think you're being clever, do you? This is for you. It's for your own good. Learning your place, learning what being a good whore looks like, getting fucked until you're brain dead and you can't even think. That's what's best for you, whore. Don't pretend you don't know it. Ah, there he goes. Splashing all over your back. Fuck, that looks so hot.
Does that feel hot too?
Sir, no. Sir, do not wipe it off. Leave it on your skin until it dries and cracks.
Well, that's one load on your skin. I wonder where the next man's gonna come. Oh, that little whimper. Are you missing having something inside your cunt already? Well, don't neglect the cock that's in your mouth, slut. Suck him hard. And we'll get you stuffed up with another one. Oh, this next one has a cock ring on. Do you hear that? It vibrates, too. Such a gentleman, you must be focusing on your pleasure. Cry all you want, whore. You feel when he slides the whole way in, how that vibe tickles your clit. How good does that feel? And when he pulls away, oh, you miss it, don't you? If you weren't restrained, you'd be chasing that dick with your hips, wouldn't you? You'd be wiggling that ass, sliding that cunt back towards him between thrusts. Anything to keep that stimulation directly on your needy little clitty, hmm? Just focus on the pleasure of it. On the pleasure of having a stuffed hole and being a good whore for your mistress. Your mistress tells you to suck cock and you do it. And now your mistress is telling you to enjoy that cock teasing your cunt with those shallow little thrusts. And she's telling you to enjoy the feeling of that vibe rubbing up against your clit. So, that's what you're going to do. Ooh. And it looks like the man in your mouth is enjoying your moans. Giving him some pleasure as you make some noise with his cock in your mouth. Looks from how he's starting to thrust, then he's about ready to come. And judging by this silent little clip right here, it seems like you're about ready to come too. Suck him good, slut. Suck him good, see if you can get him to come with you. Oh, the man in your cunt is gonna do what he wants to do, pet. So you just focus on that cock in your mouth. And you just focus on that pleasure in your body. And you just remember how good it feels to serve. How good it feels to serve and obey and behave like a good little whore. Doesn't it? Go on, whore. Go on, you're gonna make him come, and you're gonna come. You're gonna come from making him come. You're gonna come from sucking cock. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come for me, little whore. That's it. Come for me. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, you take that cum all over your fucking face. That's a good little bitch. Oh. Oh, Anna, you look like a proper whore while you're coming so hard. Oh, yeah, that's it. You keep coming. You keep coming, you little slut. You like that? You like having a thick cock in your pussy? You like having sticky white ropes shooting all over your pretty little face? No, bitch. I say you like it, so you like it. You like it, so say you like it, because I told you to like it. I don't. Lick that gentleman's cum off of your lips.
I'm not asking twice.
And now I'll ask again. Do you like being my useful whore? Servicing who I tell you to service. Coming when I tell you to come. Being a good little pet. Oh, sobbing like that's just gonna make that cock inside your pussy come.
No.
You're gonna make a fourth cock come tonight if you keep crying, little whore. Oh, that sadistic smirk on his face while your ass fucking bounces. You feel how he's speeding up?
No,
you don't feel it? Well, then go on. Go on, sir. Make that bitch feel it. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Fuck her hard. Fuck that little whore like she deserves. Fuck her hard for me, yeah? God, it's so hot watching my little pet get raped like the bitch she is. Oh my god, yeah. Fuck, it's so fucking hot. Come here, whore. Can you give me that tongue? Come lick me properly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you're not such a little unwilling little whore, right? That's an unwilling little slut now, are you? Oh, you like eating that pussy, don't you, bitch? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, you like that. Oh, yeah, you like being useful. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Yeah, you suck my clit while your pussy sucks him in. Oh, yeah, you suck me while you suck him. Oh, it's like he's fucking me right through, yeah. Oh, it's like he's fucking me right through my fucking body. Oh, God. I could tell by the way that your tongue was quivering that you were. Oh, you were having a good time, weren't you? My little whore having a good time, rubbing your cum-soaked face all over your mistress's cunt. You like serving me?
I do, mistress.
Then why did you have to misbehave so hard that I had to bring you here?
I don't know.
How about you quit fucking thinking and you quit trying to know anything and we get you another cock?
Please.
That last load's leaking out of your cunt already. Come on, let's see if we can get that hungry little pussy plugged up again.
He finished inside.
Don't pretend that you can't feel all of that warm sperm dripping down your sexy thighs. God. Stay focused now, Pat. Here comes the next one.
Mistress, please.
Oh, God, when you shriek like that. The more that you get fucked, the more abuse that that little cunt takes. The more that you open and starts to swell. And the tighter that you're going to feel on all of those cocks. All of those cocks belong to all of those men who have so kindly offered to come put you in your place.
No.
You should be grateful to all of them.
No.
And you should be grateful to me for giving you the chance to improve yourself.
It hurts.
Hey, hold up just one sec. And you can put that mouth of hers to use in a minute, sexy. Just 1 minute, okay, sexy? Sorry, we have some conversation here.
You were saying something, Laura?
Please, it was just, it hurts, it really hurts.
I know. And he might be willing to pull out of your sore and abuse little cunt to use your ass instead. Do you think I should ask him to?
No, you.
Spit it out, bitch. There are cocks waiting to use that pretty mouth.
You're the bitch.
You're the bitch.
I'm the bitch. And yet you're the one who's about to be sucking a stranger's cock with a split lip. Get on it. I said that some like to hold still and let you do all the work. Like to watch you use your tongue and behave yourself. And I also told you about how there's others who will violently fuck your face, buck their hips wildly up against your lips. Well, welcome to the third option. Yanking your hair, moving your head up and down, just keeping his cock in place and forcing your mouth to do all of the thrusting. It'll make you dizzy. It can make you nauseous even without getting your gag reflex abused. At least the guy who was shoving his cock down your throat when you got started wasn't tossing you around while he did it, right? But don't get too distracted by that, whore. Don't let the pain in your scalp distract you from that cock destroying your little pussy, or I will give you a very painful reminder of it. Hey, give her a sec. Let her breathe. It's not going to be fun for anybody if she loses consciousness. Give her a sec. All right, back off. I need to have a word with her. So, fuck me. Since you're apparently too good to just serve me, and you were, oh, so miserable being my pet, how about I just leave you tied to this bench forever? Oh, you like that idea? You like the idea of servicing all of these men and living just to please any dick of any man who needs a hole and wants to put it in you? That sound good to you?
No.
What?
No.
Come on, speak in full sentences, slut.
No, I don't want to keep taking random men's cocks. I want to come home. I want to come home, mistress. I want to be yours and only yours. I want to be yours and only yours again, mistress, please.
Oh, what a cute answer. But that's just too damn bad, fuckmeat. Because a deal is a deal. And these random men have still got you for another 3 hours. And as much as I would love to observe every single one as it pounds that defiance right out of you, and as fun as it would be for me to watch the show and watch your mind shatter into shards and watch those shards get pounded into dust, unfortunately, I do have better things to do. Some of us are slightly less useless than you, and some of us have places to be.
Wait.
So I'm gonna have to head on out. I'm looking forward to seeing how your ungrateful little bitchy attitude is affected by the time that I get back. Good luck.